is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It is August 9th, 1945. Both atomic bombs have been dropped on the Japanese population of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In America, decisions are underway to drop more bombs. I welcome Charles Pellegrino, the author of The Last Train from Hiroshima, The Survivors Look Back, also known as To Hell and Back, to take us through those critical days after the Nagasaki bomb. Charlie, a very good evening to you. In America, George Marshall, commander of the Army and Army Air Force, told his subordinates to prepare more bombs. How many more were there? How many could they put together over the next weeks, Charlie?
There were about three plutonium cores that could be cast and shipped. The soonest one would have been able to arrive at Tinian Island to be dropped on Japan would have been about August 19th, so about 10 days after the bombing of Nagasaki. So, almost 2 weeks.
It is
before they could get it to actually being dropped on a city.
The disappointment in Washington is that there is no communication of surrender from the Japanese junta that's leading the nation and leading the nation through the offices of the emperor, Emperor Hirohito. Now, this is Dateline. It's 8 in Washington and it's 9 in Tokyo when the second bomb is dropped. It is now the 9 in Tokyo that the argument begins at the cabinet level. What is to be done? We do know in documented form what General Marshall says. He wants to be prepared to drop 3 more bombs on the other cities on the target list to go forward, rather than commit his forces to Operation Downfall. That would have been the invasion of Japan beginning in the fall of 1945. November, I believe, was the start date. To have two parts, the fall of 45 and the spring of 45. My father and many fathers would have been directly involved in that because they were getting ready to transport the victorious army in Europe to the Pacific theater. The estimate was hundreds of thousands of casualties. In fact, at one time, the Purple Hearts that were prepared for the Operation Downfall numbered 750,000. And the U.S. Army might still be using them. I don't know. We've been in combat these last years. However, we turn to the president, who was reluctant. Charlie, you tell me President Truman had second thoughts when he heard about the reporting from Nagasaki. Is that correct?
Yes. By August 9th, after the second bomb was dropped, the reports began coming into President Truman, according to letters that have been found by his grandson, actually. And the details of those reports aren't in the letters, just that when a senator said he wanted to drop, that he should be dropping more atomic bombs immediately, one after the other, that Truman was, in fact, expressed that the effects of this bomb are more horrible than we have imagined, and that he would not use another atomic bomb unless there was absolutely no choice.
General LeMay, who commands the U.S. Army Air Force strategic bombing over Japan, orders Tibbets to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to collect the makings of 3 more bombs. Now, these days are important for what's happening in Japan, but I just wanted to check with Charlie because he's going carefully through the memoirs of the men who were on first Enola Gay on the Hiroshima attack and then Boxcar on the Nagasaki attack. Did they reflect in these days, Charlie, what had happened to them?
Some of them did. Jacob Bezier was actually horrified by what he saw at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He was one of the crew members who knew on August 6th, when they were dropping the bomb on Hiroshima, exactly what they were dropping. He had designed some of the fusing devices to detonate the bomb at a specified altitude. And he just said that when he looked down, it looked like, if you can imagine, when you're at the beach and some waves are coming in over your knees when you're right at the shore, and you move your feet around and you see these billows, these cauliflower billows of sand in the water. He said that is what Hiroshima looked like. And he saw this fire spreading outward and outward from the billows, knowing there were people under it. And even though he loved boating and he continued boating and going out deep water fishing, he said after Hiroshima, he never again could go to the beach and wade in the shallow water with his, where the sand would be kicked up around his feet. That was the kind of, I guess you'd call it a form of post-traumatic stress that he had from it. And in fact, his grandson has become a peace activist working with people in Japan.
You tell me that Major Sweeney, Charles Sweeney, who flew boxcar in Nagasaki, also had doubts, thoughts? What do we know?
Right. He was another one who was horrified by what the atomic bomb did, or what he saw the atomic bomb do. And in fact, he had gone to a Catholic priest that was on Tinian Island and had a long, long discussion with the priest. And also they had prayed together before the Nagasaki mission that he would not have to drop the bomb on Nagasaki. That priest himself had some guilt after the reality of what the bombs did came through. He said, you know, I have sinned. I blessed the bombs and I blessed the planes for the mission. And a child who grew up in that priest parish talked to the priest later in life and said, why do you feel this guilt? You couldn't know what happened with Hiroshima. And he said, yes, but when it came to Nagasaki, I did know. And he told this child, God forgive me.
The cabinet continued to argue in Tokyo, the 9th Tokyo time, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. The emperor, however, was the critical one. What were his thoughts after the Nagasaki bomb, to our knowledge?
On the night of the 9th, he said, I've decided, because now Russia had declared war and they were moving into against the Japanese forces that were in China. And so in addition, and he said, even without the atomic bomb, our cities, our people cannot take more of these fire bombings. Most of the cities in Japan were already gone under the fire bombings before the atomic bombs. Most people today think, oh, there was this war and then suddenly there were two atomic bombs on Japan and the war ended. It was a lot more complicated than that. And the emperor said, you know, I will choke back, even eat my tears, and take this pain, and we must surrender.
There was no surrender on the 10th Japan time, on the 11th Japan time, on the 12th Japan time. There's lots of intrigue in the palace, but we turn to Curtis LeMay. The firebombing, when did that happen, Charlie?
Yeah, the firebombing was August 14th into the early morning hours of the 15th, and 3,000 planes, basically anything that could fly, was being sent into Japan. I think the only plane they held back was the Enola Gay, because they figured if that got shot down, that plane might be of some historic significance, so we might want to preserve it. But it was 3,000 planes that were going in to bomb, even to firebomb, even some of the small towns. And it was actually the massive firebombings of August 14th that broke the military coup in the palace, where Emperor Hirohito at one point was actually being held prisoner in his own palace. Some of his supporters had actually been killed. The reason Hirohito survived is he was still considered descended from the sun as a religious figure, and that it would have been sacrilegious to kill him. And so he survived, and then the coup was broken. The emperor's supporters won. Some of the men committed ritual suicide, and then one of the two phonograph records that he had recorded and hidden was allowed to be played on the morning of August 15th.
The sixth paragraph from the emperor. Moreover, the enemy has begun to employ a new and most cruel bomb, the power of which to do damage is indeed incalculable. taking the toll of many innocent lives. Should we continue to fight, not only would it result in an ultimate collapse and obliteration of the Japanese nation, but also it would lead to the total extinction of human civilization. Charles Pellegrino, the author of The Last Train from Hiroshima, the story of double survivors who traveled from Hiroshima to Nagasaki for the second attack. When we come back, the victims on the ground and what is to be done. I'm John Batchelor.